RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Muhammadiyah sends a team for Rohingya. Pindad features firing range simulator at IBD Expo 2017. Now the news in detail. A medical team established by Indonesia's second largest Muslim group, Muhammadiyah, departed on Friday for Kotsbashar, Bangladesh, on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees fleeing from conflict in Rakhine State, Myanmar. The team, which comprises 3 doctors, 9 nurses, and super patient official from Lasimu, Muhammadiyah's philanthropic group, will join Muhammadiyah's aid team, then Muhammadiyah Aid, based in Dhaka, Bangladesh, since September 17. Muhammadiyah Aid Coordinator Wahid Ridwan said in a statement on Friday that Muhammadiyah Aid is informed of Muhammadiyah's commitment to becoming an active participant in addressing international humanitarian emergencies as stipulated in the organization congress. In Kotsbashar, Muhammadiyah Aid will provide health services, medication, baby food for the Rohingya refugees. State-owned weapon manufacturer PT Pindad is exhibiting an indoor firing range simulator during the Indonesian Business and Development IDB Expo 2017, which takes place at Jakarta Convention Center GCC in Jakarta from September 20 until September 23rd. Visitors are allowed to experience shooting with the 9mm GT-2 combat handgun, which is able to fire a bullet at a speed of 380 km per second. At the exhibition, an air-conditioned military container painted in green and black is set up as a firing range simulator for the exposed visitors. The simulator provides visitors with safety equipment such as goggles, earbuds, and bulletproof vest to try their hand at firing a gun. The 7-meter long firing range simulator also features high safety soundproof and bulletproof facilities. At the IDB Expo, Pindad is showcasing several weapons aside from GT-2 combat handgun, such as the GT-2 Elite gun and the New Richmond S-22 SAS sniper rifle. The second Malang Kapi Festival is currently ongoing at East Java Krida Budaya Park in Malang, which takes place from September 22nd until 24th. With the tint Bersatu Kita Ngopi, United We Drink Kapi, the event features activities such as Kapi Mopi Competition, Barista Battle, Art Performance, and Signature Drink Competition. Malang Kapi Festival 2017 also hosts a diverse range of exhibitors such as kapi farmers, suppliers, interior designers, kapi shops, kapi farmers community, kapi machine suppliers, and others. Mayor of Malang, Muhammad Anton, said that Indonesia is an archipelago country where each region has its own kapi characteristic. As a kapi producer, Indonesia produces 700,000 tons of kapi annually. According to data from Malang Culture and Tourism Department, there has been an increase in the number of tourists over the past 2 years. In 2015, there were 3,267 domestic tourists and 8,265 international tourists who visited Malang. In 2016, the number increased 3,987,074 domestic and 9,535 international tourists. North Gorontalo is going to host the 10th Saronde Island Chant Festival on September 27 until 28. The festival will feature activities such as traditional boat rally and beach volley game that will be joined by all regencies and cities in Gorontalo. An official of North Gorontalo Tourism Department, Fricks Ano, said that there will be also landscape photography, arts and culture, traditional pantun, four line rains, boat decorating and drone video competitions. The festivities will be closed with the coronation of Putra Putri Saronde and a kite fun competition. Dozens of boats from Sail Saban 2017 will also be directed to make a stop at Saronde Island during the festival. Saronde Island is a white sand beach located in Bonelo District, North Gorontalo. The exact location is at the Kwandan Bay, Kwandan District, about 65 kilometers from the center of Gorontalo City. Indonesia surely becomes the general champion of the 9th ASEAN Para Games 2017 in Malaysia by collecting 117 gold medals, 69 silvers and 46 bronzes. Despite the result last match on Saturday, Indonesia medals achievement could not be pursued by the host, Malaysia. Indonesia can add one more gold medal because on Saturday Indonesia still playing in table tennis single number. Even of the six final table tennis matches for the individuals, Indonesia has confirmed three gold medals from TMA, TM10 and TM11 pledged by fellow Indonesian players. Indonesian contingent Bau Rahadian said on Friday that Indonesia repeated similar achievement this year as the same event in Myanmar 2014. At the time, Indonesia collected 99 gold medals, 69 silvers and 49 bronzes. The last item, Indonesia under-18 student football team grabbed runner-up at the 45th Asian School Football Under-18 Championship held in Shiraz, Iran on September 6 until 16, 2017. Indonesian team was defeated by the host team in final match with a score 3-0. Deputy of Sport Improvement of Minister of Youth and Sport Raden Isnanda, who attended the final match, said that he was proud of Indonesian team which has defeated strong teams despite only grabbed the runner-up. He also revealed that the Minister of Youth and Sport has coordinated with all Indonesian Football Association for giving a chance for the under-18 team to join the selection for Indonesian senior football team. This achievement is a great pride and bright hope for Indonesian football in the future. Through integrated coaching and experience, the team is expected to bring greater achievement for Indonesia. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various important events occurring this week are featured in editorials by some of the leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's start the press review from Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on last Wednesday wrote, "Together Helping Rohingya." Aung San Suu Kyi by the international community is actually considered to have all the necessary prerequisites for stopping the crisis in Rakhine State, Myanmar. The vision of democracy she has and fought for so many years against the repression of Burma's military rulers is, in effect, an undeniable capital for her as the de facto leader of Myanmar to end humanitarian crimes against the Rohingyas. However, an elaborate arrangement of power sharing with Myanmar's military stronghold makes her seem stuck. It was evident in Suu Kyi's first speech related to the Rakhine crisis after a long silence on last Tuesday. On the one hand, there is not much progress she has made about the situation in the state. Even the Western media called her speech disappointing because in some points she still denied the facts on the ground, suggesting a genocide against the Rohingya minority. In a statement, Suu Kyi indeed criticized all human rights abuses. However, she did not mention anything about ethnic cleansing allegation. Indonesia up to now is the most active country to channel assistance to victims of the crisis. especially to Rohingya refugees. According to Media Indonesia, the current government's task is to ensure Suu Kyi's offer to settle the Myanmar crisis can be implemented while continuing to increase the intensity of aid distribution to conflict-affected areas. Move now to Koran Sindo. In its editorial on last Monday, the paper wrote, "The State Showcase Airport." Soekarno-Hatta International Airport has just been equipped with a system that makes it equivalent to other international airports in the world. On last Sunday, the operation of Automated People Mover System, or EPMS, which by public known as SkyTrain, was officially begun. For the moment, this SkyTrain only serves passenger connection between Terminal 2 and Terminal 3 with limited operation schedule. Later, the SkyTrain will be fully operated following the operational hours of Soekarno-Hatta International Airport. Before, inter-terminal transition at the largest airport in Indonesia was quite a nightmare. Passengers must exit the terminal building first and then use a bus shuttle. The process is certainly very inconvenient as it passes through various checkpoints and metal detectors. Now, with the SkyTrain, passengers do not have to face all the hassles. With the various improvements and policies that will be done, Soekarno-Hatta International Airport will be a beautiful storefront for the country. Of course, when this storefront is successful, more people will be interested to invest in Indonesia or spend their money by traveling in Indonesia. Let's end the press review with Republika newspaper, which in its editorial on last Friday wrote, "The Year of Caring." The Hijrah event, which was later used as a reference in establishing the Hijri calendar, left a valuable lesson for Muslims. The example of Prophet Muhammad and his disciples in the event of Hijrah is timeless even though thousands of years have passed. And the process the Hijrah shows to all parties concerned about caring. In this context, Hijrah preaches to mankind, especially Muslims, that the Medina people enthusiastically welcome their brothers who come from Mecca. Not only that, they also gave away some of their wealth to the migrants from Mecca. Because indeed, many Muslims who immigrate did not bring anything from the land of their birth. Both groups were united in brotherhood, a bond that continued to strengthen under the guidance of the Prophet. Through the care of the haves, in the end, those who originally were du'afa or have not become people who are able to pay zakat or alms and charity in large quantities, so that more and more Muslims are lifted from poverty. Caring is also rightly given to the persecuted brothers. Currently, Rohingya Muslims, for example, need the care of their existing brother from all over the world. They were forced to save themselves from their home by bringing only makeshift things. According to Republika, this new year, 1489 Hijriah, can be a foothold for the Ummah, or believers, to reinforce their attitude, which is to increase the sense of caring. Caring about the condition of others and continuing to empathize with the suffering of others. Well, it's not that was press review.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to our daily program Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Nice to see you. I'm here, Mana Rahmana. Well, we begin with an event which occurred on September 23, 1932, when Saudi Arabia was officially established. On September 23, 1932, Abdul Aziz bin Abdul Rahman al-Saud, who is well known Ibn Saud, proclaimed the establishment of Arab Saudi Kingdom by uniting Riyadh, Najd, Ahad Azir, and Hijaz. Abdulaziz became the first of them. Therefore, it can be understood the name of Saudi comes from family name of King Abdul Aziz as Saud. The next event was in 1973 when Juan Perón was back to power in Argentina. Juan Domingo Perón is a general and politician of Argentina. Perón was selected for 3 times as president of Argentina from 1946, 1955, and 1973 until 1974. Perón and his wife, Eva, were popular among Argentinian people. Perón was a figure of Latin America in the 20th century and had made many important changes in Argentina politics. And the last event was in 1991, Armenia gained its independence from the Soviet Union. Republic of Armenia, or well known as Armenia, is a state of Europe-Asia, which is land is bordered with other countries. The country borders with Turkey in the west, Georgia in the north, Azerbaijan in the east, and Iran, and enclave Nakhchivan in the south. Armenia is a member of European Council and the United Independent Nations, and for centuries became Croatian and threat of east and west region. Listener, that was Today in History. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. A medical team established by Indonesia's second largest Muslim group, Muhammadiyah, departed on Friday for Kosbasar, Bangladesh on a mission to help hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees fleeing from conflict in Rakhine State, Myanmar. State-owned weapons manufacturer PT Pindad is exhibiting an indoor firing range simulator during the Indonesian Business Development IDP Expo 2017, which takes place at Jakarta Convention Center in Jakarta from September 20 to September 23rd. The second Malan Kapi Festival is currently ongoing at East Java Krida Budaya Park in Malan, which takes place from September 22nd to 24th. With the tune Bersatu Kita Ngopi, United with Drink Coffee, the event features activities such as coffee movie competition, barista battle, art performance, and signature drink competition. North Gorontalo is going to host the 10th Ronde Island Chant Festival on September 27 until 28. The festival will feature activities such as traditional boat rally and beach volley game that will be joined by all regencies and cities in Gorontalo. Indonesia surely becomes the general champion of the 9th ASEAN Para Games 2017 in Malaysia by collecting 117 gold medals, 69 silvers, and 46 bronzes. Indonesia under 18 student football team grabbed runner-up at the 45th Asian School Football under 18 championship held in Shiraz, Iran on September 6 until 16, 2017. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, wine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Malang, East Java Province. Stay tuned! Listener, Malang City, which is located in East Java Province, has been recently visited by many domestic and foreign tourists. Malang is worth being favorite destination because Malang has fresh air and various typical foods. Besides, Malang has also beautiful beaches. One of them is Lenggok Sono Beach. Listener, Lenggok Sono Beach is located at the south of Indonesian Ocean and enters in the area of Lenggok Sono Hamlet, Purwodadi Village, Tirto Yudo, Malang Regency, East Java Province. To go to the beach from Malang City, you can go from Dampit Sub-District to Tirto Yudo Sub-District until Tangsi T Junction, turn right, and then enter to Tirto Yudo Village. From the T Junction, Lenggok Sono has a distance around 30 km. The road from Tangsi Tirto Yudo to the beach is smoothly paved, even though it is a little bit narrow and zigzag. You will find sharp turn, step up and down. But you do not have to worry, we guarantee that you will not be bored because you will witness clove plantation at the left and right of the road. Listener, at Lenggok Sono Beach, you can do all of water activities such as snorkeling, diving, and surfing. If you are a beginner surfer, Lenggok Sono Beach is the right place to try it because its wave is only 3 meters high, so it is not harmful. At the beach, you can also swim to see the beauty of coral reefs and fish. If you want a more exciting adventure, you can go around the sea by using traditional boat, namely jukung. Jukung is a small fisherman boat which is made from wood. By this boat, you can go to the bay and see nice on the cliff or enter to the cave which has many beds. Listener, if you have hobby to catch fish, Lenggok Sono Beach can become pleasure place because besides having beautiful scenery, the beach has also many kinds of fish. The beach becomes conservation of pearl, sand, and stone lobsters. The beach is appointed by the Ministry of Fishery and Maritime as ecotourism area. Listen, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Lenggok Sonobich. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back with me, Andika, in Miscellany of our Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, batik is Indonesia's indigenous cultural heritage that we should be proud of, especially since batik recognized as masterpieces of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity by the UNESCO in 2 October 2009. Since then, 2 October commemorated as Batik Day nationally and internationally. Indonesian batik known to have various different types and patterns, and the cities known as the leading batik producers, the batik artisans usually have their own unique patterns, hardly imitated by batik artisans from other cities. That is matter of fact, confirming that Indonesian batik is rich. Today we will introduce you to batik pattern from Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, batik undeniable impresses the sense of Java. Even the name batik took from Javanese words amba and tik. Amba means menulis or writing and tik means titik or dot. So batik literally means an activity in writing dots by using malam or the Javanese traditional wax in a piece of fabric. In Sumatra, the batik artisans use the same rules as the Javanese batik artisans. They also use canting, brass, and stamp as the tools. The difference between Sumatran and Javanese batiks are only in the patterns of colors. However, the Sumatran batik less popular compared to the Javanese one. Why? Titik Joko Sumaryono from the Indonesian Batik Foundation explained that the unpopularity of Sumatran batik caused by the usage. Batik in Sumatra rarely wears by the people, unlike in Java, where a lot of people wear batik more often. Some people even wear batik every day in Java, whereas the spread of Sumatran batik has occurred for centuries. That is why some batik patterns in Sumatra related to the ruling royal when batik patterns was born. Even the Sumatran batik less popular compares to Javanese one, but there are various types of batik with unique patterns from cities across Sumatra Island, start Aceh, Medan, Palembang, Padang, Riau, and Jambi. Acehness batik recognized since the 17th century. Aceh door is the most well-known pattern in Acehness batik, usually uses bright colors such as red, green, yellow, and pink. The door pattern is described similarly with the door of the Acehness traditional house, especially in low size. This pattern symbolizes the attitude of the Acehness people, which is easily to accept differences. Then there is Jambi Batik. Jambi Batik is usually used in the form of loose fitting robes, gloves or scarves or shawls, unlike the Javanese batik which usually using long pieces of fabric. Distinctive colors commonly found in Jambi batik are red, blue, black and yellow. The pattern is generally taken from nature, such as plants, animals and daily activities of the Jambi residents. Jambi famous batik patterns include sangat sheep, peasants, the broken durian, the gram peacock and tampok mangosteen. In Riau there is tabir batik. Tabir batik is made uses the system of writing and dabbing. The colors usually bright such as red, yellow and green. The style and motifs include flowers, soso, chrysolite and kenduduk. Batik Medan indeed has its own characteristics that are taken from each tribe located in North Sumatra. The batik pattern adapted to the various ethnic Batak located in North Sumatra, for example Mandailing, Tapanuli North, Simalungun, Karo, Dairi Pakpak, as well as Central Tapanuli. People start to interest in the Medan batik made from ulos fabric obtained from each district in North Sumatra. Although it still seems too rigid because ulos commonly used for custom events. The only difference between Medan batik with batik originated of the island from Java, which lies in the pattern. Japanese pattern generally use florals, animals and so forth. Meanwhile, Medan batik patterns come from various ethnic groups that exist in North Sumatra. For example, ulos pattern, which is taken from ulos batak fabric. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner. Presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Wherever you are, welcome back with me, Anika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Nadif Fixie Band. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Darimu Untukku.
Angin telah membelai rerumputan. Bulan bersinar tanpa bintang. Engkau pergi tanpa pamitan. Hampa diriku kau tinggalkan. Kau ingkari janji setiamu. Kau dustai perasaanku. Suasana hati kini telah pudar. Tak seperti yang indah. biarku sendiri, biarku sendiri, biarku sendiri, dan biarlah perasaan kekecewaan, dan biarlah kini ku jalani takdirku seorang.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Darimu Untukku, sung by Nada Fiksi. Nada Fiksi Band was established in Bandung, West Java in 2010. Actually, Nada Fiksi officially has two personnel. namely Dwi Kartika Yudaswara and Ida Ayu Paramita Sarasvati. In their performance, Nada Fiksi is often helped by Bani Ambara on flute and as backing vocalist Ahmad Kurnia on cello and Tesla Manaf Effendi on guitar. Nada Fiksi plays in pop acoustic genre. Listener, the first work of Nada Fiksi is entitled Darimu Untukku. The song became media of Nada Fiksi introducing to Indonesian music world because the song is considered to be able to describe character of the band explicitly. Certainly, the song is sung with poem lyric and also accompanied by rhythm of acoustic music, which becomes the characteristic of the band. Listener, let's listen to the next song from Nada Fiksi entitled Sentuh. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Listener, you still tune in the Voice of Indonesia in the segment of Music Corner. In 2016, Nada Fiksi released the first album entitled Teorema. In making their first album, Nada Fiksi involved many musicians such as Sigit Paramudita from Tiga Pagi, Umbara Purwacaraka, Stambul Khayalan Orchestra, and many others. A title of Teorema is chosen to describe the album whose songs have been arranged simultaneously in order listeners of their song to have unique experience. Besides, according to Nada Fiksi personnel, the word of Teorema in exact science is a statement that needs proof. Because of that, Nada Fiksi fully hands over to the listeners of the Teorema album to prove themselves the meaning and the enjoyment of their work. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Barisan Khayalan. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Hembusan angin yang bertiup menyelami alam imaji, melintasi batas ketidaksadaran. Jagung terbata berusaha menerjemahkan memori, melebur menjadi debu. Kemanakah terbawa segala tanda yang diterka, menyatukan kesunyian? Tanya, coba gelaba arus samudra, jiwa yang tak henti mengembara, maknai setiap luas hayal, sensasinya bisik setiap tempat ku berdiri ke dalam. Oh,
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Angin telah membelai rerumputan, bulan bersinar tanpa bintang. Engkau pergi tanpa pamitan, hampa diriku kau tinggalkan. Kau ingkari janji setiamu, kau dustai perasaanku. Suasana hati kini telah pudar, tak seperti dulu yang indah. Biar ku sendiri, biar ku sendiri, biar ku sendiri, dan biarlah perasaan kekecewaan, dan biarlah kini ku jalani takdirku seorang. Sayup, sayup, tercium wangimu meninggalkan semua kenangan sayup sayup, sayup. Tercium wangimu menjauh meninggalkan daku sayup sayup, sayup. Tercium wangimu meninggalkan
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.